You remember in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, and when those Pharisees and religious folk, they were telling him that they were Abraham's seed and that Jesus, you are your father, the devil. And all they argued with him. But you notice Jesus did not move. It didn't bother him because he knew who he was. He said, you talking about you're Abraham's seed. You ain't 50 years old. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. I am. And so, watch this. So what are we saying? Crucify. Who and what I used to be. And that's when the enemy tried to bring condemnation. I've been crucified. That man been crucified. He doesn't exist. The man that is alive, you can't bring an accusation against him and make it work. Because I'm justified. And I'm flawless. I'm guiltless. Hallelujah. I have no condemnation in me. So when you come, that is how many believers get in trouble. They don't know who they are. And they start trying to operate and handle their life in the flesh that by the dictation of the flesh and the mind, and the devil will take the advantage of it. But when you have a knowledge of who you are in Christ and you walk in the Spirit, you stop him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you have been given what? Authority over him. Behold, I give unto you authority to do what? Tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. All right. So, put up, we finally got there. Matthew 18:18. Go ahead and put that up. I want to read that in the Amplified if you can get it. If you can't, that's all right. If y'all can get it up. Matthew 18:18. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, if they don't have it, I'll read it from the King James, but I want to read it from the Amplified. You got it? It's coming? Okay. I want everyone to see this. Okay. Truly, one more second and a half. One, gone. Truly, I tell you, it's coming. Listen. Truly, I tell you. See, we're talking about crucified. A new man has come alive. I'm alive with Christ. Whatever he is, whoever Jesus is, I am. We are. Whoever he is, because you wouldn't call your head by one name and your body another one. You just wouldn't do that. You wouldn't say, there come Jimmy and his body. Or there come Jimmy and his head. You wouldn't sit here and your head would sit there. Wherever you sit down, your head is there with you. Truly, I tell you. Now notice the statement. Because see, we just read, I give unto you power to tread on what? Serpents and scorpions. This is, we're talking about being crucified with Christ. That we have been completely, totally, and completely delivered from the world of darkness. But we still have the flesh to contend with and the mind. And that's why we have to educate our spirits with the Word of God, not with natural knowledge, but revelation knowledge. So we'll know that we know that we know we know. So when these things come, physical thing attacks your body, maybe pain, maybe a debt, a financial thing that attacks your plans, or you gotta take care of some obligation. When these things come, your mind will say, if you don't have the money in the bank, your mind begins to wonder, what am I gonna do, what am I gonna do? Your physical body get attacked and you go to the doctor, he give you a report that's not good. Your mind goes, say, then the thought comes, what am I gonna do, what am I gonna do? Or you to say, then if the thought comes, where you gonna die, you gonna die, you gonna die. Stuff like that. But when you have revelation knowledge now, you gotta have it. Fear grip you, try to grip your heart, fear try to grip you, right? But when you have revelation knowledge, what happened? None of these things move me. I just keep standing that I'm healed, I'm blessed, I'm prosperous. So I'm not moved by it. Because I already know that this is the truth and all that is subject to change, but this will never change. So I'm not moved by it. So God's saying this. Now watch what he said. I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be what? Improper. And what? Unlawful. Where? Where you living? Must be what is what? Already forbidden. And whatever forbidden and whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is what? Notice now, already permitted and permitted in heaven. Notice it said what you declare, what is proper, what is lawful. What is proper? All my needs are met. I got all the money I need. What is lawful? I walk in divine health. Jesus took my infirmity, bore my sickness by his stripes, we were healed. That's lawful, that's proper.